This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is Corky Aiken.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing really well. We've got an event coming up, and we were just talking about it before the program. It's been going on for 10 years, and so this must be about Faith in Action number 10 for this particular event.
We hope that it has been an annual event for us as well, and we're talking about Biking for Babies, which is put together by the Knights of Columbus, and we are lucky enough to have Larry Kunkel and Robert Newport. Robert Townsend would be cool, but Robert Newport with us, and have you fellas been pretty much the foundation of this thing from the inception?
Larry swooped in, I think, maybe year 4 or 5. And it's just thanks to his efforts, it's really just grown from there. Me and a few guys from modern day Knights of Columbus, Council 437, downtown Indy, we wanted to do something to defend life. We were all very passionate about defending life and very pro-life. And we wanted to just get a little more enthusiasm, a little more unity. There's a lot of different players in the game. And we kind of wanted to bring people together, and we thought, let's ride our bicycles across, I initially thought, the country. Mm-hmm. And then after I rode down to Columbus, Indiana, and blew about 4 tires,
sure.
I thought, maybe let's start with across the state of Indiana first.
You know? So Larry, what is your involvement now, and what's your position, both officially and unofficially?
Today, I do bike, but I bike a very short, I'll call it 18 miles, it doesn't seem short, but it is short compared to the 170 miles from Richmond to Terre Haute. But so as Robert mentioned, it's been a few years now, and I really began when I became the life director for the Indiana Knights of Columbus, and always kind of heard about Biking for Babies, wanted to get involved, and that was an opportunity for me and my role, so it was one of the best decisions I made. So, and with Biking for Babies, the proceeds that goes forward is for the Indiana Knights of Columbus Ultrasound Fund. So, we are continually trying to grow that because of the great need by Pregnancy Resource Center. So, it's been the last few years I've been involved. It's been just very, very exciting.
Now, you mentioned ultrasound machines and the Knights have been very energetic, very enthusiastic about buying those for people, but they're not inexpensive, the machines.
No, there's a range on those, but typically they cost about $35,000. So if we raise $17,500, the Supreme Knights of Columbus, they will match that. So our goal is to, here in Indiana, to reach the $17,500 and have that match so we can place an ultrasound machine in one of the hundreds of pregnancy resource centers here in Indiana.
Well, that kind of puts a real physical object to it. Sometimes when people talk about share-a-thons or walk-a-thons or bike-a-thons, whatever they might be, you know, you pledge, well, $5 a mile, $10 a mile, whatever it is, you think, I don't know where it went. I don't know what it does. It was a good cause, but that's a very concrete cause.
Yes, it is. And I think for our bikers, we set a minimum goal of fundraising of $300 per biker. And then we work directly with some individual donors and some Knights of Columbus councils, parishes that also donate. So last year was our best year as far as dollars raised. And we're hoping to build on that momentum this year.
So if a knight kind of corners you at a church and says, hey, you know, we got this thing going on, this bike-a-thon going on, Biking for Babies, can you help us out? It'd be a good thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. So a lot of the work that we do as far as, again, trying to raise the funds is one-on-one with Knights of Columbus members, parishioners, people in our communities. That's the best way that we found to, again, get the word out also, mm-hmm. but also raise monies.
So if you have somebody in your council or your parish who is the biker, they can have kind of a team support behind them and have a council or a parish organization raise the money so that that $300 is easily met and more, we would hope.
That's a great idea. We need to get you on the team.
Okay.
That's a good promotional strategy. I like that. Yes, but yeah, we do need bikers. And we'll probably touch base or touch on it later, but indianakfc.org, there's a link to the registration and the donation page.
Okay.
But yes, we need bikers. We're doing pretty good this year, but we can always use more, especially for the state line to state line portion.
Sure.
The whole shebang.
Sure. Right. How many bikers typically participate?
Well, gosh, we usually have maybe 20, 25 that joined us from Our Lady of Lourdes to St. Michael's in Greenfield. And, you know, maybe half a dozen guys that will do, and gals, that will do the entire state ride.
You said 175 miles?
About 170, yeah. Whew. Yeah. We make it official. We go west of Terre Haute. And, you know, we don't just start in Terre Haute. We go all the way to State Line Road out there. And then we cross under the interstate, which is can be a little dicey sometimes out there in Richmond with that interchange. But we make sure to make it to the sign and slap that sign, "Welcome to Ohio." You know, so we make sure to make it official.
Now, what's the daily leg? If someone was new to the whole state, and it says, again, what's the dates of these things, Robert?
Yeah, great. Great question. September 8, 9, 10.
And all three of those days are on the road, so to speak, with people on bicycles, starting at what time during the day and ending typically when on each day?
Yeah, we get going about 8 in the morning, so not terribly early. You know, have your coffee. We feed people. We put people up. We have accommodations. That's all included. It's $45.
Oh, wow.
To do it. Wow. I mean, and so we don't do it all in a day, like the rain ride right across Indiana. That's pretty intense. I hope to do that next year. But we split it up into 3 days. So we ride from west of Terre Haute to Greencastle the first day, stay the night with just an amazing family. Shout out to Ed and Kathy Kirkpatrick from St. Paul's out there. They've just been so hospitable. And then we ride from Greencastle, and we do our midpoint rally in Indianapolis, midpoint in the day at Our Lady of Lourdes. And what time are we doing that this year, Larry?
1:30.
And we'll have a great speaker with Students for Life that will be joining us. And we have lunch, and then we get back on our bikes and ride to St. Michael's Parish in Greenfield. So easy to remember, Greencastle, Greenfield, the green cities of the state.
Green to green.
And then day three, we ride through Richmond to the state line.
Wow, that's a very energetic program. And you say some bikers ride the whole thing and some each of the individual legs, is that right?
Yeah, you can do what works for you. You know, if you have something going on that Friday, I get it. You can just do a day. You can do 50 miles, or you can do the segment from Our Lady of Lourdes to Greenfield. A lot of people opt to do that, the 18 miles, which takes a little bit of training. You can't just, you know, hop on a bike and and bang that out. Maybe some people can. So yeah, there are different options. Or yeah, you can do the whole thing.
Do you have some superstar biker that raises a large amount every year, or is it?
That's Larry.
All right. So on Saturday, you go from Lady of Lourdes to Greenfield, and you said you had a speaker. Does that mean there's an event that night?
Yes. We're very excited this year. We've always teamed up with the Knights of Columbus in Fortville, and they've just been incredible, generous with their time. And we're organizing a bourbon and beer tasting, and they've always cooked dinner out there at St. Michael's. I think we're having dinner 6 o'clock?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. That's right. I better get to know the schedule before we do this thing here in a couple weeks.
Well, I'm sure there's a website where people can go find the information in its final and unredactable form.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, the right. IndianaKSC.org, again, as Robert mentioned, and you have the registration link, the donor link, and also has the itinerary of the 3 days, exactly, you know, the times, approximate times, depending upon some of the biking, but that's also available. And the dinner that night at St. Michael's Parish in Greenfield, we also will have our guest speaker, Dr. Casey Del Coco. Mm-hmm. She's going to be speaking, so we've got some great speakers that day, great food, and some great opportunities here to raise monies and build the ultrasound fund.
Now, what's a typical day look like? One of these days, you say you start biking at around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Keep going till you fall off the bike at the other end? Or?
You know, we're getting a little older. When I started this,
I just got 10 my
years
Medicare
ago, I was 30,
man.
You know, and it's like, yeah, shoot. A little more stretching in the morning than we used to, a little more yawning. But yeah, we have breakfast and get on the bikes. We always pray. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it. It's almost like a pilgrimage of sorts as well. We always make sure to pray a decade of the rosary every time we stop, make sure to knock one out throughout the entire day as we ride, and make it a prayerful experience, you know, praying for these struggling mothers, praying for their babies, praying for the culture of life. We stay together. You know, if you're if you average around 14 or 15, and we got guys that can average 20 mile an hour, I mean, we've got some solid riders, but It's not a race,
right?
So we stick together. We take breaks about every 20 miles. So we'll take two or three breaks throughout the day, and usually if there's a Dairy Queen, we try to stop in and have a. Just kidding.
I see nothing wrong with that.
We're looking especially for Catholic owned Dairy Queens that might be
willing to
make a contribution as you go by.
Exactly. That's right.
And we are talking with Larry Kunkel and Robert Newport of Biking for Babies. This is an amazing event, and I must confess, until I began working here, I was completely unaware of it. Even as a past Grand Knight, our council up in Cicero did not know about this. Mm. I'm going to see if we can change that.
There we go.
We have at least one guy in our council who's a triathlete.
Wow.
And so I'm going to see if I can get on him. He just had a little accident with his swimming goggles. He forgot to rinse the Dawn dishwashing liquid out, and he's blind in his left eye
now.
So we're praying for him.
No swimming goggles needed on this ride.
This is just biking. So if we can get Brian involved at that would be tremendous. Once again, if you want more information, www.bikingforbabies.com or Larry, what's the other one?
IndianaKFC.org is the primary connection.
Okay.
There, so
IndianaKFC.org. And let's see.
We can take a short break here. You're listening to Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. We're talking to Robert Newport and Larry Kunkel, and we'll be right back with more about Biking for Babies after this.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Do you like game shows? How about trivia? You're listening to Catholic Radio, so I assume you're interested in the Catholic Church. Catholic Challenge 2.0 is the newest addition to our programming lineup here on Catholic Radio Indy. A 30-minute quiz show covering almost everything Catholic. Catholic Challenge 2.0 tests your knowledge and teaches at the same time. Check it out every Thursday afternoon at 4:30 right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Corky Aiken with my co-host and director extraordinaire, Jim Ganley. And we're talking about Biking for Babies on this show today. We've got Robert Newport and Larry Kunkel from the Knights of Columbus, who are the foundational stones for this tremendous effort to help buy ultrasounds for pregnancy centers around the state of Indiana and across the country. This is a national effort of some sort. And if I'm wrong, correct me. But Robert, you are also a missionary in a sense of this. What's your history there, and how did this thing emerge from your personal life?
Yeah.
How did you get where you are, man?
Oh, man. It's been very providential, really. You know, growing up, people ask, are you pro-life, pro-choice? As a youngster, I guess I'd say, I really wasn't all that firmly convicted either way. And I'll try not to make this story too long.
No, go ahead. You never know who's going to get inspired.
Right? I was into a little bit of acting back in the day. This was probably 12, 13 years ago now. But I did this independent movie, and I played a character that was trying to convince his wife to have an abortion. And it was a pro-life film, and I was the villain. I was the bad guy. And just talking to the other actors and talking to the director, he had an amazing story about how, you know, his father didn't want him, but His mother fought for him, and he endured a lot of abuse, but his mother raised him. And talking to those people, I was like, wow, yeah, okay. I really need to examine my conscience on this. And I just became very firmly convicted in the pro-life movement. And as I joined the Knights of Columbus and got involved there, I was around a lot of like-minded people. And we thought, we've got to do something to galvanize people's convictions and also kind of charge people's batteries up a little bit. You know, like build some enthusiasm. And we thought, how can we do that? Let's do this bike ride across the state. And so that was kind of the idea, the impetus for the ride 10 years ago. And coincidentally, I get involved through this ride with the national organization Biking for Babies. And it was just funny because when we were sitting around trying to figure out what we're going to name this, unbeknownst to us, we didn't know anything about this national organization of the same name. So we were sitting around like, what do we call our ride, guys? Let's call it Biking for Babies. How original and unique is it?
Genius.
You know, and then we find out there's this organization. They ride 600-700 miles across the Midwest and across all parts of the country, doing pretty much exactly the same thing that we're doing.
Is that simultaneous with your effort, or is that just coincidental?
Coincidental, but they convinced me to do their ride. So I did it last year, and then 2 years prior to that, it's a 600-mile ride. I did a leg from Columbus, Ohio to St. Louis.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they have several legs that converge in St. Louis, but really the same mission, right? Like raising money to defend life and help these struggling mothers. And, you know, like Larry said, our efforts, the money is matched by the Supreme Knights of Columbus and for the ultrasound machines, which, if you know the statistics on those, it's an incredible life-saving tool. Women are so much more likely to carry that pregnancy to term if they see that child.
I've heard 90% of women who see their child on ultrasound will decide to keep and let the baby be born.
It literally is life and death. I mean, these are life-saving tools, so the sense of urgency is there.
Sure it is. Again, it's going to be the 8th, 9th, and 10th of September, Biking for Babies. More information's at www.indianakfc.org. KFC standing for Knights of Columbus. And Larry, you've been a knight. You actually knew Father McGivney, didn't you?
I vaguely recall Father McGivney.
We got knights way older than Larry, by the way.
So let's shed a little light on why the Knights would be involved in this kind of effort, from their standpoint. What do the Knights of Columbus do, and why is this typical of one of their activities?
Well, the Knights of Columbus, we actually, when we talk of faith and action, from the Knights of Columbus perspective, there's four areas: community, faith, family, and life. So in each of those areas, we have events, activities, initiatives that help the men of the Knights of Columbus become closer to God and also to serve the church. So the Knights really exist to help those in need. We were formed to help widows, actually. That's how it all started. The Knights of Columbus were formed by Father McGivney to help widows in that time frame. So, but we've carried that further now in all those areas. So faith, the Knights of Columbus serve the church, so we don't exist unless we serve the church first. And with that, we follow the teachings of the church. So our structure is very similar to the church. But life is one of the four components there, and we do other things where we're involved with some of the pregnancy resource centers, such as Women's Care Center here in Indianapolis, very involved with that. And we placed three ultrasound machines in the Women's Care Center here in Indy because they have such a great need and such a great volume of women that come through there. So, but in the life area, we are always looking for ways that we can help, again, defend life. We not only are we, you know, not only the baby's important to us, but the moms and making sure they get the right information, and we serve them, because many women who become pregnant, it's a crisis pregnancy.
Right.
Either it's a financial resource situation, and we're there to help them and work with the pregnancy resource centers. So, but yeah, it was really kind of an easy thing to do for the Knights of Columbus because it's right in our wheelhouse, right? Mm-hmm. So with the life. Other areas we work in, Special Olympics is another piece in the life category where we're very involved in that, and many of their activities here, especially in central Indiana. And then I want to mention our number one charity is Gibault School mm-hmm. for Troubled Youth.
Sure.
We Knights of Columbus started that charity a little over 100 years ago, and that's youth, but I look at that as life because these children are all challenged in their world mm-hmm. From a personal standpoint. So that's very important to us. But Biking for Babies, supporting many of the pregnancy resource centers, the pro-life organizations, that's sure. the Right to Life Indianapolis. That's just who we are. That's what we do.
And special needs, Special Olympics as well. You do some fundraisers for that?
Yes, for Special Olympics, very important. So we have each Knight of Columbus Council has what we call an envoy for Special Olympics, and they work directly with Special Olympics through fundraising, through Tootsie Rolls, which yeah. everybody knows Tootsie Rolls, right?
The Girl Scouts have their cookies, and the Knights have their Tootsie Rolls.
I had the Tootsie Roll. Right. I must have worn a jacket that I don't normally wear to church that one night, and I bought a Tootsie Roll a year later or so. They're still good, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're like Twinkies.
Yeah. Just stick them in the microwave for a few seconds. They're good to go.
I'm not sure if Father McGivney had Tootsie Rolls in the 1880s, but it was shortly after that, I believe.
Absolutely. And you also mentioned Gibault. For people who don't know what that is, they're located in Terre Haute. Is that correct?
Yes, they're located in Terre Haute. Again, it's 1921 when it was established by the Knights of Columbus. And I know they have a little less than 100 youth, both boys and girls right. now. One time it was a boys' home, but now it's boys and girls.
And they use horses in their therapy sessions. And there's an Agape up there in Hamilton County. There's TheraPlay over there off 106th Street in town in Carmel. It's amazing how horses have been used to do remarkable work with children of special needs, troubled youth, emotionally troubled youth. And so Gibault, being a Knights organization, has a long and storied history of basically pulling kids out of the fire and getting them on the right track and helping them simply become happy and productive people, mm-hmm. which, you know, as you say, is life.
There you go.
Right.
And that one of the things that strikes me, being a Knight now for coming on about 7 years myself, as you say, it was founded to help widows. The vast majority of our charity work involves life, supporting moms, kids, who of course include girls, yet the Knights remains a men's organization. Is that significant, and why is it that way?
It was Father McGivney established it as a men's organization. Us men need to be the leaders in our communities, in our parishes, in our families, so we use, obviously, St. Joseph as one of our models in regard to that. But there are other women's organizations, auxiliaries available out there, Daughters of Isabel, and there's some others. So we welcome the ladies in our work here. We couldn't make it without them. So,
yeah, right. We need your help, ladies. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much true every day.
And Robert, the ladies also participate in the Biking for
Babies? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of female participants, and all are welcome, for sure.
Now, other than riders, other than people who actually get on and do the pedaling, do you need some volunteers or help in other respects?
Oh, great question. You know, I think what is really super meaningful for the riders, come to these events we're talking about. 1:30, right? 1:30, Our Lady of Lourdes, on September 9th, come and support the riders, come and listen to the talk, and come and have a Subway sandwich. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that evening, come on out to Greenfield, to St. Michael's Church, that evening at 6:00. I think that if there's any single thing that is most meaningful, I think, to support the ride, if you're not riding yourself, mm-hmm. is to just come to the events to build fellowship and to build mm-hmm. support.
Now, where and how can people pledge an amount per mile or just a one-time gift of a particular amount? How do they do that?
Yeah. So go to IndianaKFC.org. And as Corky said, KFC stands for Knights of Columbus. So IndianaKFC.org, and look for the picture of the bike riders Just click on that. It'll take you to links to, if you want to ride with us, to register or to donate.
And does it show the route on that website?
The itinerary is on the website.
Okay, because yeah. I know I have, all of a sudden I have this image of people at various parishes standing outside and holding up cups of water.
Like, that would be cool too if we get, yeah.
Or Gatorade or something like they do with the runs that go on along.
If we could get them any prediction of what time exactly we're going to be passing through their community.
You could have signs and cheers and all kinds of fun stuff going on helping you guys out like that. I mean, emotional support. I am not a bike rider, but I am a gym rat. I know what fatigue is like.
I was about to say, look like you spend a little time in the gym. You're looking good, Corky.
Thank you, man. just because I'm on Medicare doesn't mean I want to use it.
Right.
But I know what emotional support and just someone encouraging you on your way can do to pull out that last little
bit. It is a big boost. Yeah. It really is.
Just knowing that someone's out there, knows what you're doing, they're on your team, they're standing there cheering you on, being behind you. It's a total recharge.
Yeah. So it really is.
So again, September 8th, 9th, and 10th, Biking for Babies by the Knights of Columbus, www.indianakofc.org, not kfc.org.
Right.
I know I'm hungry for chicken now, but that's not where we're going. Robert Newport and Larry Kunkel, anything you want to make sure that we hit on that we haven't so far, just to let people know what's going on? What is the main thrust? If people walk away from this, what do they got to know?
Oh, man. I would say keep us in your prayers. Knock on wood, by the grace of God and by Mary's intercession, we've had safe rides every year. So, keep us in your prayers for a safe ride. And, come on out to the dinner, come on out to the lunch. If you can't ride, that's just fine. Come on out and support us.
Robert mentioned Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Mm-hmm. She is the patroness for the Knights of Columbus and also for life. So we turn to her and her help on this. And just one real quick thing. Indiana Knights of Columbus are fifth in the nation amongst all the states as far as placing ultrasound machines.
Wow.
But I spoke to our pro-life director, Michael Velasco. We are in great need of funds. We have a list of pregnancy resource centers that want an ultrasound machine. So, if the listeners can find in there, pocketbook, I guess you could say, to help donate. The need is great now.
All right. Robert Newport, Larry Kunkel, thank you so much for being our guest here on Faith in Action, Biking for Babies. Look it up. Get involved. Thanks for listening in.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Brigid at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.